It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Sports writer and NPR commentator Frank DeFord will be in town Friday to accept an award from the Denver Press Club. The Damon Runyon Award is given to a top journalist each year. People like columnist George Will and sports anchor Bob Costas have gotten it in the past. The club's president, Bruce Goldberg, explains why DeFord is this year's winner.
I think the ability to really tackle any subject in sports and also some outside and to write so beautifully and so well about it is what makes him special.
You may know DeFord best for his weekly commentaries on Morning Edition, but he started writing about sports long before NPR existed. His first job out of college in the 1960s was as a writer for Sports Illustrated. He's written a number of books and reports for the HBO show Real Sports. CPR's Zachary Barr asked DeFord how he knew he wanted to write about sports.
I didn't know I wanted to be a sports writer. I just knew that I wanted to be a writer. And when I had an opportunity to come to New York, by far the best opportunity was to come to Sports Illustrated, and I was a great admirer of the writing in Sports Illustrated. It was by far the best sports writing that had ever been done, you know, in toto. There were obviously great individual sports writers, but as a product, it was terrific. And I like sports. I mean, it wasn't as if I was moving into a territory that I knew nothing about, but I never in a million years thought that I would spend a lifetime at it.
When you were a boy, did you dream of playing shortstop for the Yankees?
Sure. And not for the Yankees, though. Please, 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 Zach. I grew up in Baltimore. I dreamed of playing shortstop. But for anybody but the New York Yankees, there were 15 other teams. I would have gladly played shortstop for the St. Louis Browns before I would have played for the Yankees. Actually, I was a better my sport was basketball. I'm 6'4", and so I dreamed of a career in the NBA.
Speaking of basketball, in your new memoir, Over Time, you tell a story from your early days at Sports Illustrated covering the NBA. Mm-hmm. And you say this was the moment you knew you wanted to remain a sports writer.
Well, that was one particular weekend. It was really the first major story that I was sent out on. I was sent out to cover the Los Angeles Lakers. Another writer was covering the Celtics, and he was going to write the story, but I was embedded with the Lakers. And we found ourselves in the middle of January or February in a hotel in Detroit where there was a doubleheader. They played doubleheaders in those days. The Lakers and Celtics and the Warriors, which included Wilt Chamberlain, were playing the Pistons. So you had three NBA teams staying at this one hotel, and at the same time there was a hairdresser's convention in the hotel with an awful lot of very, very pretty girls. And, and nobody was going outside because it was about 20 degrees below with the wind blowing. And I had a very, very good time. And I thought, if this is what being a sports writer is about, then maybe I ought to stick at this.
This story also reminds us of a day when sports writers mingled with the athletes.
Easily. Of course, you have to also remember that I was the age of the athletes then. So that even now, a young sports writer can associate better with an athlete than can a middle-aged sports writer, simply because they have the same interest in, say, music and women and that sort of thing. But that aside, there's no question that we got along. We writers got along with athletes so much better in those days. First of all, there was no competition from television, not much to speak of. It was mostly just newspapers and the odd magazine guy like me. So you had the opportunity to get to know the athletes, plus the athletes wanted to know you because you could give them publicity. Ink. Frank, give me ink. Give me some ink. These guys needed jobs in the off season. No, if you could get them a chance to come to a used car promotion on a Saturday where they could make $500, hey, that was a good gig. Given the fact that we were all making pretty much the same kind of money, there was a natural inclination for us to hang around together. There wasn't there wasn't the divide financially or otherwise that exists today.
As a journalist, do you miss those days?
No. I mean, I had them, and I think they were great when you were young. But the idea, I'm 73, but the idea of being, say, in my 50s and getting on the 50th flight of a baseball season in July and flying from Tampa to Detroit for another three-game series and then leaving Detroit and going to Minneapolis. No. That gets very, very wearing indeed. It was wonderful to cover games when I was young and vigorous, but at a certain point, the last thing I wanted was to be on the road all the time. I wanted to write stories about people. I wanted to write stories about the meaning of sport. That was much more important to me than who won and who lost.
You've been filing commentaries for NPR since 1980. And of course, as a commentator, it's your job to be critical. What's moving in the right direction in the sports world?
What's moving in the right direction? I think things are pretty stable right now. I think that we've at least ferreted out the drug problem. I'm not suggesting for a moment that it's gone completely, but certainly sports is much more drug-free than it ever has been before. We have seen in the last decades women getting their opportunity to participate in sports as well as men. And women's sports continues to get more important, more significant. But I think, as always, what's great about sports is the competition, but everything else about it is basically concerns business. The ticket prices continue to get higher, outpricing the ability of many families to go to games. The accessibility of sports on television is one thing, which is certainly an improvement. You don't have to go to games anymore. You can sit there right in your Barca lounger and watch plenty of games on television.
Frank DeFord, thanks so much for joining me, and congratulations on your award.
Well, thank you. I'm very much, Zach. I appreciate it, and I'm delighted to be coming to Denver.
Sports writer and NPR commentator Frank DeFord speaking with CPR's Zachary Barr. DeFord will be at the Tattered Cover on Colfax tomorrow night, presenting his new memoir, Over Time, My Life as a Sports Writer. The next night, Friday, he'll be at the Denver Press Club accepting the Damon Runyon Award. The public can buy tickets to that event. And by the way, just a bit about Damon Runyon. His colorful writing was published in several Colorado newspapers in the early 1900s. He covered sports, especially baseball, and crime and corruption. Runyon moved to New York in 1910, where he wrote perhaps his best-known material, the musical Guys and Dolls.